A new film, a historical thriller, 6 Minutes to Midnight, is set in 1939 in an English seaside girls' boarding school. But this is no ordinary educational establishment, but a finishing school for the daughters and goddaughters of the Nazi elite. With Europe on the brink of war, a teacher goes missing to be replaced by Thomas Miller, who on paper is not up to the high standards of the school. But that may be because Miller is far more than a teacher. 6 Minutes to Midnight was co-written by and stars Eddie Izzard as Thomas Miller, the teacher comes by. Actor, comedian and writer Eddie Izzard recently adopted the pronouns she, her. And when I spoke to her earlier, I asked her when did she become aware of the boarding school, Augusta Victoria College, in Bexhill-on-Sea, where the daughters of the Nazi elite were educated.
Well, I grew up for 11 years of my life in Bexhill-on-Sea, a sleepy little seaside town, nothing much happens. For the people of Ireland, you've got to think of Brighton, Hastings, Battle of Hastings, that kind of thing. So, south coast, seaside town, nothing really happens. And I, because I got a bit known, I became a patron of the museum. The museum curator, Julian Porter, he showed me this blazer badge. He said there were lots of schools in Bexhill for a weird reason, 26 schools at one point before the war. And he said one of them was a girls' school, a finishing school for German girls. And they had this blazer badge and it had the British flag on and the Nazi flag on the same badge, which are two flags you really don't want to have to go together. So I thought, well, what is that about? And it was apparently Himmler's goddaughter was at this school, von Ribbentrop, who was the ambassador to Britain. His daughter was at the school. So they were linked to the Nazi elite and they were here learning English, making friends with British aristocracy, a number of whom were into the Nazis and up to and including Edward VIII. And that's what they were here for in from 32 to 39. So I thought, well, let's take that as a foundation and then we will write a story from that going into our imagination.
Yes,
and that is 6 Minutes to Midnight.
Right. And how much did you find out of what went on in the school? Were there allegiances with the Nazi party, or was that very much your imagination took off once you saw the badge?
No, they really were kind of Nazi sympathetic, young boys were very impressionable, and the Nazis spent a lot of time indoctrinating them and brainwashing them. And there probably were some girls who were less so into it. But if you've got some strident, with the far right, it's a bullying technique of, come on, you've got to be with us or you're a traitor to Germany. And the Nazi party had been in since 33. So by the time you get to 39, that's 6 years of indoctrination. And we know that they were listening to Hitler speeches. We know they were doing Sieg Heil, the Hitler salute, to the radio set after hearing the speeches. We know this from a first-hand testimony from someone who was an English girl who was an au pair at the school. So we know that they were sympathetic to that. But they've got the Nazi swastika on their school badge. So you don't put that on if you're kidding about. They were obviously serious about it. But then the story... We've got Judy Dench, who plays the governess, who's running the school. I play a German teacher, an English teacher who comes in to teach school, who happens to be half English, half German. So he speaks German as well. And these are things that we have layered over the top. There was a Frau Rockel who was running the school, but Miss Rockel, who we've made English, is played by Judy Dench, and that we have changed her nationality and her drive.
Eddie, let's listen to that clip when Mr. Miller comes for an interview for a position in the school and he meets Miss Rockall, who is the principal, played by Judy Dench.
You come recommended by an agency. Not at different schools, I see.
Thank you.
That wasn't a compliment. It says here you're musical.
I play the piano a little.
It's useful. You married?
I was. Spanish flu.
I would not normally employ a journeyman teacher. But your predecessor turned out to be unreliable. My girls need order. Next week we present them to the Anglo-German Fellowship.
They must be looking forward to it.
They speak of nothing else. Their last days of summer.
Hopefully not.
So what brings you here, Mr. Miller? What sort of Englishman would accept a post teaching Herr Hitler's League of German Girls?
Mein Vater ist Deutsch.
There's Eddie Izzard playing Thomas Miller and Judy Dench playing Miss Rockall, the principal of the Augusta Victoria School. There's more to Thomas Miller than meets the eye, though. How much can you tell us about Miller?
Well, we do know that he speaks English and German. His father is German. His mother is English. As the film begins, we do know he's coming in as an English teacher. But then it gets more that it's kind of murky exactly what his background is, starts to unravel, and also other members of the school that becomes obvious as time goes on, that they are not quite who they seem. And then there is a murder that happens, and Thomas Miller is caught up in the inquiry for that.
Yes, so it's very much a thriller. And for me, it recalled films like The 39 Steps. What was you and the director, Andy Goddard's vision for the film in terms of the way it looked?
Absolutely, 39 Steps, Hitchcock. That's what we wanted to channel. Went the Day Well, an Ealing film, which was actually made in 42 and was a propaganda film for the British to be wary of when Germans take over the village. That was actually shot during World War II and released at that time. And it was that kind of tone that we wanted to, and it was shot in Wales, which was stunt casting for Sussex, and shot in Sussex as well. But it was just too good an offer for this school to be there, which is still there, and the building is still there. That's the odd thing. It's now been turned into flats, and people right now are buying flats in this school. So absolutely the 39 Steps, Hitchcock feel to it, Went the Day Well, a World War II film that was actually released in 1942, where Germans take over a whole British village. That was the feel that we wanted. It is this Nazis by the seaside, which is such an unusual thing, but it actually did happen. The school was there. It was there for 7 years. And I think when it started in 1932, it wasn't... people didn't worry about Germany. Germany was just another country in Europe. But as the Nazis took over in 1933, it became more and more polarized. And then they put the swastika into their blazer badge, and they changed their blazer badge. So this school is just a remarkable secret that's been sitting there. Sorry, we have background noises here going on because we are by the seaside.
That's right, because you're doing your launch tonight in Brexhill-on-Sea, which must be thrilling for you. As well, then, your character. I also thought of Robert Donat or Cary Grant, maybe, in North by Northwest. He's somebody who kind of knows what's going on, but there's a lot of people he can't quite figure.
Absolutely. It is. I like those analogies. It's a great... character to be able to play. And the fact that he's half English, half German, I don't think I've seen that in a World War II film. This is an eve of World War II film, but I think it rolls into that. But the fact that the British don't trust him because he's half German, the Germans don't trust him because he's half British, puts him in a uniquely interesting position.
You have, presumably you write your stand-up, and your stand-up is originally your own. I don't know if you write it in script form. How different was it writing a screenplay for a major film like this in comparison to writing stand-up script?
Well, I don't write the stand-up script. It's not that anyone else writes it, but I actually just workshop it. I come up with ideas, and then I just workshop them on stage and turn them into... bit like molding clay, I turn them into stand-up. Writing a script is a very different thing, which is why I've taken so long. Having broken into Pinewood Studios when I was 15, I've taken some time before I wrote my first or co-wrote my first script, because I needed to know much more about where I was going, because writing film scripts are very difficult. So obviously, and they should be. But it was beautiful to get into it. Great to have two other people to bounce off against. And you go through about 12 different drafts before you get to the final film. So it's much more difficult. Well, I think both of them are difficult to do, actually. This one, you know, writing a screenplay is very tricky for me.
And Eddie, did you always have Thomas Miller in mind as a character you would play?
Absolutely, I wanted to play Thomas Miller, just like Tom Hanks when he wrote his most recent script, playing the captain of a ship on a convoy in World War II, which is available, I believe, on Apple Plus television. That's exactly what I was doing. And that's what any A-plus lister does, is they buy up a book and they develop the script and give the part to themselves. It's called personal nepotism, but that's how you do it.
That's how you do it these days, isn't it? I mean, Reese Witherspoon does it all the time. Why not Eddie Izzard? Well, let's listen to another clip from...
And Tom Hanks as well.
And Tom Hanks as well. Let's listen to another clip. Here, you are the English teacher, Mr. Miller, and he meets the German charges in his classroom.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Good morning.
Astrid.
Astrid.
We welcome you.
Thank you. So, what have you been studying this summer? Oh, please, sit down. Is there an English book that you like the best?
Mr. Wheatley did not need books. No, he told us stories out loud.
Did he now? Well, I'm not very good at public speaking.
It doesn't have to be Shakespeare, Mr. Miller.
Please. Tell us a story.
Very well. What about a story? What about a story, a romantic story? About a young man who misses his sweetheart.
Is that you, Mr. Miller?
No.
Der Führer würde sagen, dass er nicht Manns genug.
Der Führer würde was sagen?
And very useful knowing German there. Eddie Izzard as Thomas Miller teaching his charges at the Augusta Victoria School. Eddie, it's a historic thriller, obviously. Do you still think there's a relevance for today in the film?
Well, after the 6th of January in Washington, D.C., where the extreme right decided they wanted to try and take over the seat of government in America, you would say, well, doesn't that sound a bit like the Reichstag burning back in 1933. The extreme right do seem to come around in cycles, and it's not a great way of working. People just using politicians in a simplistic way, using lies as a tool of politics, and one should always be wary of that and fearful of that. And that happened back, 90 years ago, and you would have hoped it would never happen again, but it seems to be happening now. So it seems this film seems to resonate and can resonate all through the years, even up to the 21st century.
Eddie, enjoy your launch at Windy Brexel on Sea tonight. 6 minutes to Midnight is available on Now TV and Sky Cinema. Eddie Izzard, thank you.